Father God, as we study your word, Lord God, I pray that you would open up a deeper understanding of warfare. That you will open up the scriptures to us and give us a deeper understanding of warfare. We are a warring ministry. We fight in the heavenly realms. And I ask that you would open up your scriptures to us and impart within us an understanding of what that means. Imprint it upon our hearts, O God, that we might grab hold and not let go. Oh, Father God. The battles will only intensify. They will only intensify, Lord. We need the tools. We need the strength. We need the grace. We need from you, Lord God, to be equipped. I thank you, Lord. I thank you, Lord. Thank you. In your precious and holy name. Amen. It's fitting the battles have been so great. It's fitting. Because we are learning about spiritual warfare. We are learning how to step up outside of what we are facing in the natural and engage in the spiritual. God is calling us to engage in the spiritual realm. The enemy strives to keep us distracted by all that's in this temporal realm. He strives to keep us distracted. Day in and day out, stealing our time, stealing our money, stealing the resources that God has given us so that we'll be distracted from the true battle that rages in the heavenlies. Paul's letter to the Ephesians, we all know he's writing to Gentiles. There's a mix, there's some Jews there. And he writes them this beautiful letter after having spent a significant amount of time with them, teaching them and training them, preparing them to walk as children of light. He sends them this letter to walk as children of light. And we've been talking about that for weeks now. What does it mean to walk as children of light? Think about light for a minute. Think about light. Light goes on and on and on. If it doesn't hit an obstacle, it goes on and on and on. As far as our eye can see, it goes on and on and on. We are children of the light. Children, vessels of his light, his life pouring in and through us. We are to go on and on and on. And when the obstacles come against us, we are to plow through them because the enemy will put every obstacle he can in our path. Every obstacle. He'll come up with our children. He'll come up with our grandchildren. He'll come up with our husbands, our wives, our jobs. He will do anything and everything to keep us from the true battle. The true battle that lays before us. Now, God will use this, Romans 8, 28, 29, all things work together for good for those that love the Lord and are called according to his purpose. So God will use the circumstances and the events that we face to refine us and prepare us for the battle. But I'm telling you, we are gearing up for the big one. Why do you think there are so many distractions? Why do you think there are so many battles coming at us? Sometimes I get up and I think, there cannot be another battle. It's physically not possible for another battle to enter this place. There's not enough room for it. It's coming at every single direction. I don't have any more room. But today, while I was going over this and I was reading the scriptures, the Lord said it's time to come up and out and over the battles. Because the one you're really preparing for is down the road. And it is up in the heavenlies, waging right now. It is stirring in the heavenlies. That's what he's equipping us for. We cannot let fear, we cannot let intimidation, we cannot let grief, we cannot allow these negative emotions to overtake us and swallow us up. Because the minute they do, we stop growing and preparing for the big battle. The minute they do, the minute those emotions overtake us, we stop preparing for the big battle that lay ahead. We are overcomers. We are children of light. That's what we are called to be. Children of light. Warriors. Engaging in battles in the heavenly realms. That's where their principalities and powers are. Those are the ones that poke and prod our lives to keep us from pressing in. Many weeks ago, the enemy was stealing my sleep. He still does, still tries. Stealing my sleep. I've got my daughter. I've got 3 grandchildren here. I've got the ministry. All the responsibilities. I don't have time to be tired. And the Lord said, he is not stealing your sleep. Don't give him that power. Use that time with me to press in. Take back what the enemy is stealing from you. Take it back and claim it for the kingdom. The weapons of warfare are within you. Everything that we've been learning in Ephesians are preparing us, gearing us up to put on our armor and wage war with the enemy. Can you see that? People say, well, it's almost a GOE, so everything's coming at me. That's right. Press through. Because what's happening is the last stretch before you finish the marathon, before you get up and go, Karen and I did a marathon. Oh, my gosh, we almost died. We thought we were going to die. We trained and we trained and we trained. And the last 6 weeks before the marathon, I can't believe how many miles we put on our shoes. We pressed, we pressed, we pressed. There were thousands of people at the starting point. At the midway point, because they gave the option for the half mile, thousands of people turned off to the finish line. Karen and I looked ahead, and I think we saw 6 people who went the direction of the full marathon with us. There were a few behind. Very few people will go beyond the halfway point. Because when it gets too tough, when your body is put through so much, you can't take another step, when your mind is so exhausted, when your spirit has been ravaged, you turn and take a shortcut. Everybody crossed the same finish line. They had us loop up all around northern Fresno and come back around, and we all exited at the same finish line. But Karen and I stood there, and we looked. Literally hundreds of people on either end, flooding for the shortcut. And we actually had the conversation. I think we should turn off. And as we made that turn to the right, we're running and we're laughing because there are so few people going the distance. And we're seriously for almost a half a mile contemplating, should we turn back and go across the finish line? Should we? But something rose up. It rose up. It's when everything in your body can't take another step and something rises up in you. And you say, no, I trained for the full race. I'm taking it. The enemy isn't going to wear me down. My flesh isn't going to stand in the way. It's where something inside of you takes over and says, I am going to finish this race. The full race. I'm not taking shortcuts. I'm taking what I've trained for. I'm fighting for what I've trained for the last many months. So as we're preparing for a GOE and an onslaught hits us, we know we are getting close. And we need to fight to get across that finish line. Because God is raising something up in us. He's strengthening us, preparing us for the ultimate battle that we will face. Every GOE is another major battle, another major stronghold is taken down. Every one of them. And we see breakthroughs across our nation. Breakthroughs. We've prayed over Native American and watched restitution start to come through. Revivals come to the reservations. We've prayed over abortion and watched abortion clinics close. We've watched laws change in terms of abortion, dialing back, so that the time an abortion can take place is as far back as we can get it, and we're going to keep fighting until that thing is abolished in our country. We have fought with tears for African-American, for slavery, Jim Crow, in our nation. And we've watched as God has paved the way for men imprisoned to be set free after decades of unjust imprisonment. As African Americans are rising up and taking their place in this nation, we see victory after victory. I know the enemy is wreaking havoc right now over the Black Lives Matter and over the racial issues, the racial tension he keeps provoking. But I'm telling you, God is making a difference, and we're about to see the fullness of our work come forth. When I watch videos of African American men crying because they got a job under President Trump, that Obama would never open the door for them. But under Trump, the door has been swung wide open, weeping. He opened our factories. We have jobs. I got a family to feed. Weeping on little Twitter videos. I don't do this, but I got to tell you. I'm so touched by what this man is doing for our community. People got to hear what he's doing for the community because the media is certainly not reporting it. What a beautiful video. I watched it twice and I cried and cried because I was so touched by his raw emotion. Human trafficking. Laws are changing. International laws are changing. People are being set free on every level. We're about to break it wide open. These are serious issues that we face. Yes, we're going to encounter difficulties. Yes, the battle is going to get great. But are we going to stop at the halfway point and take the shortcut? Are we going to go the long haul because we learned something so deep, so powerful, so impactful? It forever changes us. Because we step into a oneness with him. We don't have the crowd to cheer us on. It's now you and the road. That's all that's left. In the last half of that marathon, it's you and the road. That's where we are right now. It's us and God. And he is doing a work in us to prepare us for the battle. We are not warring with what we see in the flesh. We are warring with principalities and powers in the heavenlies. That's where they are. And God in his mercy, sent his son so that we would be equipped for this spiritual battle. If Jesus had not come, we would not be aware of the spiritual realm like we are today. Jesus came. He was not corrupt. When he faced the enemy in the wilderness, when Satan came to him and tempted him, Satan wasn't working on corrupt flesh like he does with us. Satan was working on a pure man. He challenged him with his flesh. He challenged him to test God. How often do we test God? Do you know how we test God? We step outside of his will. That's how we test God. We step outside of his will. Every single time we step outside his will, every time we disobey him, every time we sin, we're testing God. Do you know that? Every time. Can God bring me back from this? We may not be saying that subconsciously, but it is what we're doing. Can he protect me when I'm doing this? Oh, you know, I have a call on my life. God will bring me back. It's okay if I do this. That's what the enemy does, to lie to us. He will give his angels charge over you, lest you dash your foot against a stone. So go ahead, Jesus, jump off this roof here. He will give his angels charge over you. It's okay if you go 90 down the freeway. His angels are charging over you. He's protecting you. Nuh-uh. Because we're testing God. We are preparing for the big battle. And when we test God in our own flesh, he can't protect us. And the enemy is looking for opportunity to take us out because he knows the power that we will yield in the heavenlies in that battle. We cannot test God. We are children of light. Did Jesus test God? Jesus raised a man from the dead. He walked on water. He caused a tree to shrivel up and die. He had power and authority over the elements. He could have jumped off that roof and just floated his way down to earth. But he didn't. Because that would not have brought glory to God when the enemy is challenging him to test God. Where's the glory? That would have brought glory to him. Jesus brought glory to God. When he walked this earth, everything he did brought glory to God. We may push back hurricanes. We may push back the water from the edge of the land. He may call us to do that because he has given us authority. But only to bring glory to him. Jesus' last temptation. Bow down to me, Jesus, and I will give you power over the kingdoms of the world. Jesus didn't even grant him a conversation. Get thee behind me, Satan. I worship God. Do we entertain the enemy? Do we? Do we entertain the enemy? Jesus knew what's coming. He knows the final battle. Of course Satan's going to be there trying to get him to, you know, do things early. Jesus knew the final battle. And he knew every one of us would not be able to walk where we walk today and where we will walk in the days ahead if he had bowed the knee. We don't entertain the enemy. When he tells us to do something that doesn't line up with the word of God, we say, get thee behind me, Satan, get thee away. We are children of the light. The battle we fight is not in front of us. It is in the unseen world. We've got to get our eyes off of the temporal and focus on the eternal. When the enemy comes at our family, we say no in the name of Jesus. When the enemy tries to steal our children through addiction, we say no in the name of Jesus. When the enemy tries to take our spouse prematurely through his health issues, we say no in the name of Jesus. When the enemy tries to stop the ministry that we're doing, we say no in the name of Jesus. And we fight, and we fight, and we fight. And God will give us the strength. Because it's not done in our flesh. It's done in the spirit realm. And he's preparing us to endure the final battle. We are so close. We are so close. The Bible tells us that there are principalities and powers over every area. The enemy's camp is gearing up. He's strengthening his principalities. Every person he brings into witchcraft, every child that gets sacrificed, every animal that gets sacrificed to Satan strengthens the enemy's camp. Meanwhile, he has attacks, fiery darts being hurled at us. To weaken us so that we can't stand in the final battle. All the effort the enemy puts into raising up his army we need to put to raising up the army of God. Do you hear me? We are the army of God. He comes and pokes us in the night season, trying to wake us up, the enemy. Here, I'm going to interrupt your sleep because, you know, you got a lot to do today. All right, you want to do this? You want to go there? I'm going to get into prayer right now, and I'm going to intercede for my family like I haven't in weeks because I haven't had time. Thank you for waking me. Thank you. Because it's on. The battle is on. And I'm going to press into God. Next night, hey, you hear that? Time to wake up. I know you're not going to be ready for battle right now because you're pretty tired from yesterday. Think again. Because I see your end game. And I see the end game of the mighty God. And I'm on his team. And I'm preparing to be on his team. And I'm preparing to war with the kingdom of God. Eventually, he quit waking me up. He doesn't want us to get stronger. Do you see that? He doesn't want us ready to engage in the battle. He doesn't want us armed up, geared up. And we will talk about the armor of God next week, but I'm telling you about the battle, the spiritual battle that we are in. We are in a battle for the souls of the people in these nations. We are in a battle for the youth of today. We are in a battle for things that are so much greater than we are. We've got to quit looking at the circumstances surrounding us and focus on the preparation for the battle. Every circumstance that seems to drag us down, we need to rethink. Check it and figure out how that circumstance, instead of bringing us down, could bring us up in God. Rethink it. How do we turn it? How do we go from being a victim to being a victor? How do we go from being fallen to being an overcomer? How do we do that? We press into God. We rethink it. Where did we slip up? Did we test God? Did we step out? Were we in sin? Or was this just a prodding, a fiery dart? And God is teaching me to overcome. Nothing happens to us that isn't first filtered through the fingers of God. Do you hear me? Nothing happens to you that is not first filtered through the fingers of God. When we stay under his covering, under his wing, when we stay close to him, the enemy can't do as much damage. It's when we step out from underneath his wing, away from him in sin, that the enemy has reign. But even that can be used for the glory of God because we fall on our faces, repent, and press into God. And we learn never to do it again. I'm telling you, the battle is not in front of you. We are children of light, and that light goes on and on and on. And we are to go on and on and on with it. And the battle that we will face is not right in front of us. It's principalities and powers. a war in the spirit realm. When Jesus overcame death through his death and resurrection, we have been granted access to a new realm. And he knew we would need it. He knew we would need it to fight the final battle. That's why he sent the Holy Spirit. He's not just our comforter, our teacher, our friend in difficult times. He's our trainer, preparing us to make it across the finish line. He's equipping us, spiritually equipping us. When you pray, you should begin to feel your spirit expand so great, it feels like your torso is going to rip open. And if you don't feel that yet, you got to press in. I'm telling you, you got to press in. Because we are warriors. And if we're going to war in the battleground ahead, our spirits must expand. Our spirit man must expand. The more he deals with our soulish man, the more we submit that to God, the greater the increase in our spirit man. Do you hear me? The more we press into God, the more we lay our flesh down at his feet, the greater our spirit man expands within us. So when we go to battle, we feel like our torso is about to rip open because our spirit man is being filled up with the fullness of Christ. It's not about us. It's about Christ in and through us. Everything Paul says to the Ephesians about us walking in the fullness of Christ as children of light. The fullness of Christ. Christ in us, filling us up to capacity. You should feel your spirit man expanding, hungering for this. I cannot express enough the seriousness of what I'm sharing with you now. You have no idea how the enemy sought to thwart this. Every direction the enemy came this morning. Every direction, even so much as taking my voice. Voice was fine all morning. 7:30, went out to refill my coffee, went to talk. My voice was locked up. I said, I don't think so. I don't think so. Because the Spirit of the living God is going to flow. We are in a battle, my friends. And the enemy is trying to bring the pressures all around us. You think you got pressure? Look at Ray in Nigeria. Talk about pressure. He's got pressure on every side. And his people are dying all around him. Slaughtered. That's a battle. preparing us. He's preparing us. He's equipping us. Every struggle, every trial, every test. Must lead us back to God for Him to have His will and work His ways within us. Every single one of them. Trials come from without, they're designed to refine us, to prepare us, to equip us. Temptations come from within our carnal flesh, the carnal man. You got to assess the quote-unquote attack. Is it a trial or is it a test, a temptation? Which is it? And then address it accordingly. If it is a temptation, there's something in the flesh that must die. If it is a trial, you submit to God in it. Because all suffering is redemptive when we submit to God in the affliction. He will give back. He will restore. Look at Job. He lost everything, but he submitted to God, and God gave it back to him sevenfold. He lost everything in the same day. Can you imagine getting that much bad news in one day? He submitted to God in the affliction, and God gave back sevenfold. If it's a temptation, something in the flesh must die. If it is a trial, submit to God in the affliction and let Him refine you through it. Heavenly Father, I thank you for your word. I thank you for your word. I thank you for your spirit. I thank you that through the work of the cross, we have been equipped to stand strong. Through the work of the cross, not only do we have intimacy with you, but we are being equipped to stand strong in the days ahead. Take your word, Lord God, and have your way in us. Over the course of this next week, before we actually talk about the armor, work in us, Lord God. Give us a deeper understanding of spiritual warfare. Give us a deeper understanding of what we're facing today. Give us wisdom, Lord God. Paul said, I think, two or three prayers in Ephesians. He prayed for wisdom and knowledge and understanding and prudence, that he might be able to stand strong, that he might be able to engage in battle in the heavenlies. that he might be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. He prayed for understanding of who you are. Understanding of the Spirit of God, the Spirit of holiness, and how your Spirit within us grants us authority over the enemy, dominion over the enemy. This battle isn't with the one who stands in front of us. It's with the one who stands behind them. And you are teaching us, Lord God, how to see the difference and address it accordingly. Give us the discernment, Lord God. Give us the wisdom. Help us, Lord God, over the course of this next week to see what you're doing, how you're doing it. Grant us, Lord God, a deeper understanding. Pull back the veil that we might see in the spirit realm and be ready to take on the armor of God next week. I thank you, Lord. I thank you, Lord, for what you're doing. I thank you. I thank you for the training you're doing within each of us. I thank you for the passion and the fire that you're putting within us. I thank you that you are igniting us to be children of light, warriors in the kingdom of God. Overcomers in Christ. I thank you for the privilege and the honor to be vessels for your use. I thank you, Lord. I thank you. In your precious and holy name. Amen.
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 Thank you, Ricky. Good word.